I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. What time is it? Oh, fuck. My night is ruined.
We'll get to that. And by the way, if you're looking for a fourth meal, you should sign up for on Patreon, our new official fourth meal.
Yeah.
That is going to be the $7.50 tier that includes everything. So we decided to get rid of the more expensive tier, the cheaper tier. It's going to just be $7.50 for everything. Okay.
Look, if you're a WANET patron at this moment, we fucks with you. So we was trying to do $5 for this, $10 for that. What we don't know which goes on what. Who gives a fuck? $7.50 for everybody. And then eventually when this shit gets so big, we will figure out how to group y'all together and keep you in our same early friends vibe. And then we'll charge these other new motherfuckers more money. You know what I mean?
I see. Get the new cats. So they get hooked up because they've been down since day one.
Exactly.
Sife, when did you get back to the country?
Just today. Just a couple hours ago.
And how's that? Where were you? What's going on?
I was in Spain. Vale. I was in Spain, Madrid, and Cordoba.
Cordoba.
Vale. Had a good old time. It was way too hot. I didn't get to really go out much. It was too fucking hot. But I flew back in that United Polaris. Woo.
What's that?
Man. Oh, that's the front of the plane, baby.
What do you mean?
That's the front of the plane, that international front. It's like, it's not even a first class seat. It's like a pod. That shit is a full, big ass TV screen. The shit goes into a full bed. You got a little cabinet. You got your headphones. You got your plug.
I'm so glad you brought this
United
up.
United Polaris.
How'd you get that?
I'm 1K, baby. I got status.
So they bumped you?
I bought me a nice cheap old ticket, and then I use some of my. They have these thing called these points, and you use your points to get an upgrade if there's available seats. Yo, $5,000 the tickets were.
Cipher.
$5,000.
So I'm
$6,900.
And you got bumped. You just got it.
Well, yeah, I had to use my points, but.
But you had the points for it.
I got mad points. So I didn't. My points didn't even hurt because of this trip.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Yo, that's crazy. So, last week, speaking of some privilege, I think I mentioned last week I had to go from North Carolina to New Jersey for the K-Show thing, straight to Newark Airport to Vegas, back from Vegas, Summer Jam. Mm-hmm. So I knew this was going to be a nightmare weekend. So when I booked the original JetBlue ticket. WWE books my travel. Unfortunately, my deal is not first class. So they book a coach ticket. Mm-hmm. And that right away, the earliest I can, I check for first class upgrades.
Right.
checked for the first class upgrade back then, knowing perfectly well that if you can catch a first class cross country, that's the real first class.
Yeah.
The up and down first class is bullshit. Let's just, by the way, I still am now addicted to it, and I want it every time because it's just easier, and I'm now spoiled from COVID when first class got cheaper. But the real first class is that east to west and west to east.
Yeah. I'll do a Miami coach, no problem. Like, I'd rather not.
Right.
But I'll 3 hours, 2.5 hours, it's fine. So, that going out west.
So I decided, you know, at this stage of my life, if I'm making money on a trip and I'm making I'm making a good amount of money.
Talk about it.
If I have to spend up to $500-$600 to make the trip more comfortable, and I know how fucking privileged this is, but goddamn it, I've worked my ass off to be able to do it. I'm gonna do it.
Why is there guilt in your voice?
Because I mentioned something.
Get that guilt out of your voice, boy.
Yeah, fuck that. You're right. I'm fucking proud. I didn't get on first.
You have money.
I didn't get on a first class flight until I was 40 years old. I'm allowed to be okay with it. So shut the fuck up. Anyone who's thinking I'm an asshole, I fucking appreciate every second. So I said, fuck it. This is going to be an awful weekend. I'm paying for the JetBlue Mint. I've never flown JetBlue Mint. Cypher.
That's nice.
I'm not saying it was better than what you did, because I'm sure it wasn't.
Because the Mint has, the JetBlue Mint has the two seats.
No.
But then it has the one seat.
And where do you think I was?
In the one joint.
That's right, baby.
That shit has a door.
There's a door.
That shit is an apartment, yo.
Yo, first of all, the full bed.
Yeah.
The full bed layout. Legitimately, in some way, their pillow was better than my pillow at home.
They had a nice pillow in Polaris. They had a nice pillow.
No, the pillow was
nice. They had a nice one.
Yo, the level of good mood I'm in. I guess the privilege keeps going, right? So you get to a point where one day you're so used to nice first class that when you're not private, you're on first class. You're like, this is bullshit. I can't ever see myself being that depressed when I'm getting into a first class flight. Except the only other time I had true first class before COVID, a week after my ex left me and I had to go to ComplexCon for one day. They got me first class. I had the full bed, the full everything. And I was just like, I wasted a full first class trip. Fucking miserable. I was like, I don't even deserve to be here. This is a nightmare. So, this Mint Sife.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not kidding. My meal was fucking delicious. Like, I was like, I'd eat this meal.
I don't want to be disrespectful at all.
Go ahead.
I've done the JetBlue. I've done it. I like it. Ain't nothing messing with that United Polaris, baby.
Whoa. Hold on.
Where my peoples is at.
Have you ever done, whatchamacallit? It's
like a United Emirates type of thing?
Yeah, the Emirates. Have you done Air Emirates?
No.
Emirates Air, whatever it is?
No.
So that one's supposed to be different.
Yeah, but that's
no, it's supposed to be.
Listen, I'm jumping around these states doing comedy shows. I'm around the U.S. continental U.S. as of right now. Thanks a lot, COVID. Continental U.S. That lower 48. I'm outside. United Polaris 1K. I'm 1K. They show me. They come up to me. They go, Mr. Diaz, thank you for being a 1K member. I go, no, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to get that million miles, baby. I say, thank you. And they go, they ask me first what I want to eat before anyone else. So because if they run out of something, I get first choice because I'm 1K. One time I switched with this guy because he wanted to sit next to his wife. So they know, they go by the seat number assigned, right? They don't know I switch. So they start talking to him like he's me, and he wasn't pepping up.
What'd you do?
He wasn't. You know what I did?
Excuse me.
I think you're talking about me. I'm Mr. Diaz, not that white motherfucker.
Yo. So just to be clear though, you're still like not used to it. Like you still appreciate it and get happy to get that treatment. You're like, this is. They're like, they say thank you. You go, no.
I'm used to it by now, but I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, it didn't take long for me to remember, Sif, because on my flight back, no mint available.
Where was you at?
I paid for the Even More space, which is second row. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's a nice, it's good. It's, you're not cramped. Your legs are fine. But I had two people next to me, seat barely reclines.
No, like, bro, you know, yo, y'all know me. I got no ego. But there's just something about getting spotted by people that recognize you in coach. It's just an awkward feeling, man. Because they're like, they're happy to see you on some, like, I don't know what I am. Like, a local celeb? Or like, if you're a fan, you're a fan. But I'm not mainstream.
Right.
But if you fuck with me, you fuck with me. But then when they see you in coach, it's just like, why are you back here with us?
Yo, it's
we look up to you. We trying to get to where you're at. I'm like, I'm just in 7B.
We just got to be honest. Let's just say what it is. Flying coach, and I've done it my entire life, countless flights, hundreds of them. It is a Greyhound in the sky. It's Greyhound to Jace, bro.
It is not Greyhound.
It's Greyhound to Jace. It's Greyhound to Jace.
Bro, you got a TV. You can plug in your phone.
Right.
They got movies. They got Wi-Fi.
Okay, how about this? It's Greyhound Plus. and by the way, how about this? An airport is fucking a bus terminal plus.
It's... Okay.
I was in the airport the other day, Sif. It was so crowded at that fucking airport when I was leaving Las Vegas. I had to change, right? I had to get out of jeans. It was so hot. I had to put on shorts. I went in the bathroom, bro. It was rammed. You could have been at Grand Central. Smelled like piss. Fucking packed. I changed in the middle of the bathroom.
It's summertime, yes. First of all, you got to find the family bathroom to change in. Like, be a fucking adult. Be a smart person.
It was closed. The one I saw was someone was in it.
You got to wait.
Yeah, you got to wait.
You got to wait till that lady comes out with her baby in the carriage, and then you go right up in there, privacy. Sit down for a while. Relax. you can watch TikTok on the toilet without your headphones in that room.
Yo, I'm telling you right now. COVID, so I got used to these upgrade prices where you could, my trips to Florida, I was upgrading every flight to first class for like maximum $200. Maximum.
Yeah.
So that just became a, and by the way, it's a write-off. It's part of my business. I'm flying, that's my outside income. So travel's a write-off. Ooh. So I'll upgrade. Now.
Any 1UP fans that work for United, holla.
Yeah, no, any airline, I will say that I'm not like Sif, who if he met someone who drives a manure truck, would be like, yo, let me get the hookup on some manure.
Let me get some fertilizer, yo.
But I will say this.
When you fertilize somebody's lawn,
right?
I'm sure there's some remnants left over. Put all that in a bag. Let me get that.
So that's not me. I'm not going to ask for manure, but I will say, If you have an airline hookup for us, that is one I will. Yeah.
Boy Rosenberg will definitely hook you up with some of jam tickets.
What? I'm trying to think of the main couple things I wanted to tell you. So I made it.
Wait, can I?
What?
Wait, I got to shout out my shows. Where are you at?
We didn't shout out your shows yet?
No.
Go ahead.
Real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you have to?
Don't say ladies and gentlemen. Don't start taking us into your fucking, you're hosting at a concert right now. Just keep it down.
All right, listen. Comedy Cellar. I'm there almost every day during the week. But I have special shows on Tuesday, 10 o'clock at the Village Underground. Me and my boy Will Sylvans. That's a show that's very fun. I'm DJing. We're telling jokes. Great comedians. Wednesdays, me and Will Sylvans have a better show called The Chemistry Set. Wednesdays, 10:30 at the Fat Black Pussycat. It's a little more loose, a little more experimental.
Okay.
We talk to the comics after their set. We build new jokes right in front of you. We involve the audience. It's fucking awesome. The Chemistry Set, Wednesdays, 10:30 at the Fat Black Pussycat. That's the other Comedy Cellar. It's around the corner. Then I'm going to Mohegan Sun Comics in Mohegan Sun, September 9, 10, 11. Come visit me if you want to go gamble. And then Denver, Colorado, Comedy Works and the High Plains Comedy Festival, September 16, 17, and 18. So Denver, Mohegan Sun, which is usually a lot of Connecticut, a lot of Boston, a lot of Rhode Island. And then at the Comedy Cellar every week, man. So just come fuck with me, please.
There you have it. Go see yourself some Cypher Sounds, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate all the love I'm getting on TikTok and Instagram Reels lately. I'm getting a lot of love.
I've enjoyed a bunch of your
thank
stuff.
Thank you. I respect your comments, too.
Thank you. You should. By the way, even though the other day you posted a clip, but I realized at first I was hating, but then I was like, wait, I just suggested that I write for you, so I shouldn't hate. I should be proud. What? In one of your things, you said something adjace, and you didn't even in the comments mention me. You were just like, oh, blah, 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 adjace.
Adjace is your thing, right?
Yeah, you got it from me. I mean, I stole it from my agent, but you stole it from me.
I thought I got it from Hood Adjace.
Listen, Adjace is all me. But you talk to me so much, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you're right. It's just in the zeitgeist. It's in the zeitgeist. It's in the zeitgeist.
So there's so much that I thought about you for. So I get out to Las Vegas. I go to we had our Michael K. Show Beach Bash, which is down the shore, as they say up here. Mm-hmm.
Down the shore.
They got me a car service. They sent me a fucking party bus by myself.
What?
I already am viewed on the K Show as the guy who like thinks he's hot shit and shows up late. And I rolled up in a fucking party bus by myself.
Why didn't you have goons with you?
I don't know. I'm going straight to the airport afterwards. I don't keep goons with me. You know me. I'm not you.
You keep goons, man.
You're out of the goon business, aren't you?
No, I got a couple loose, nerdy goons.
Nerdy. Right, yeah, right. Snow Goons. By the way, you should look up Snow Goons. They're like it's like a European rap group. That's your crew now.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, Snow
Goons. They have a song with M.O.P., right?
Yeah, they're producers. That's your new goons. This is Snow Goons. So I go straight from that to the airport. And by the way, you want to talk about first class privilege problems. My neck had been hurting the last couple days of vacation. I don't know if it's from golf or I'm old. Golf, tennis, something. I'm in the party bus, which was funny, and it looked cool on Instagram, the lights and shit. You know how much those fucking cars bounce around? You can't. They're not comfortable at all.
They're not smooth.
It's a nightmare. It's like,
but you're drunk. Everybody's drunk at night, so they don't care.
It was terrible. But anyways.
It's like that's how it, when it was a bunch of bachelorette bachelorette party, the bumpy road gives them more dance rhythm.
Yeah, exactly. So we do the live show there. By the way, I hate when we do our live radio shows. I love meeting people. Taking pictures and stuff is all cool. The problem is during the actual show, we're just doing a live sports talk show.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Michael and Don both have comedy chops. So, like, we can be funny and do shit that's good. But at some point, you're going to go back to talking sports.
Yeah, you're talking sports.
And then you're talking sports, and you're just looking out at a crowd of hundreds of people staring at you.
Yeah.
And when one of them catches your eye, it's a little bit awkward and you're like, it's just, and then I was hungry. I had to eat a meal and we were at a restaurant.
Eat it there.
So they served us food, right? I took one bite of a wrap and I'm looking up. I'm like, I'm not going to eat this sloppy wrap in front of 500 people. I had to go hide in the back like a savage. I get to Las Vegas after my beautiful flight. The only problem was the bed was so comfy that I slept for legitimately 4 hours. So, get to Las Vegas. It's 1 a.m. Cypher, Vegas is one of the only cities that's like this, where when you arrive at 1 a.m., the cab line is insane.
Crazy.
Bro, I hadn't seen this before. There was an incredible line for the rental center shuttle.
Yeah.
So, I just said, fuck it. Because, you know, the way car rentals work, you pay when you get it. So, when WWE gets me a car, if I don't use it, I don't use it. No one pays for it. So
they
get me a car. I saw how bad the line was. I said, I'm just going to Uber. Getting the Uber at the airport sucked. I eventually get to my place. I go to sleep. Wake up. Had a meet and greet for the Cheap Heat crowd in Las Vegas.
I saw that
was cool. Met my wrestling nerds out there. We had a nice little time. Go straight to the building for WWE. Now, as I'm doing this.
This was at the stadium?
It's at the new stadium, the Raiders.
The Raiders stadium? Okay. Yep.
As we're doing this, I'm starting to get the texts about my Summer Jam Festival the next day. Artists who are frustrated because they didn't get what they wanted, even though they never communicated to me what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
People feeling disrespect for no, you know, I squashed it. I made it all good. Jumped on the phone right away. Yo, what do you need? Okay, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, when it started happening, I'm like, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
When we get there tomorrow and they realize that the five people they have with them for backstage at the festival aren't all going to get backstage at the stadium. This is going to be, so I now have my meet and greet. I have to shoot documentary stuff for WWE, and I have to do the SummerSlam kickoff show, which is it's a big show this year.
Bro,
and I take that job seriously, so I need to, I always like to be good. What?
Take 1 second.
Go ahead.
Take 5 seconds right now. Everything you just said, man. How grateful are you, man?
Man,
I don't know if you're living moment to moment and you're trying to get to the next thing, bro. That whole sentence you just said, man, it's fire.
I know, and I
fire, bro.
And I swear to you, I stopped. You know, and Natalie's great at this. Natalie was like, when she could sense my stress building as vacation ended and I had all this, she's like, babe, this is all stuff you love.
Yeah.
All you have to do for the things that you're performing at is show up. It's not like it's hard for you. Just show up. And I'm like, yes, you're right. But the problem was the one thing hanging over my head that's not easy to be grateful for is the Summer Jam artist relations. That part is not fun. That is...
No. Nothing backstage is ever fun.
It can be. It can be.
Getting to the stage is the promised land. But you got to go through, I don't know, what did Moses do, 40 years in the desert?
Exactly.
Flat bread. You got to eat a lot of flat bread.
a lot of
flat bread.
So I'm sitting there like, man, the dude who was irritated with me, I have such a good relationship with. That I'm like, fuck, if he's irritated, what about the person I know least? So I'm starting to stress out. I'm dealing with Conway's manager. You know, the whole time, that whole process has been fine. He's a great dude. But, like, I haven't been in touch directly with Conway. So it's been complicated. I'm stressing. I get my interviews done. I get in the haircut chair, the barber chair at WWE. I'm in a good mood, though, but I'm like, I just got a lot on my mind. The phone rings. It's T.T. Torres.
Oh, I thought it was your dead grandmother calling from the grave.
and it came up on my caller ID. Dead grandma. So it says T.T., who now runs Summer Jam. Ebro doesn't run Summer Jam. T.T. does.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, T.T. has been amazing the entire process. She's... Even though my little act is not that important, she's treated me great. Literally, the woman has never not answered a call on the first ring. She's on her shit.
Good.
She calls me. I answer. She's like, Peter, I got bad news. I was like, what? She was like, we're canceling the festival stage because of a hurricane. I was
I feel a Larry David moment.
I was like, this is the greatest news I ever could have received. I was like, oh, I'm about to go out and kill it right now. All I have to do now is this and like go home tomorrow and my Summer Jam duties are like bringing out an act or something.
Yeah.
So like I had to call everyone. And by the way, I sent some relief from the artists, too, because they're all dealing with their own shit.
Yeah.
Everyone's dealing with their people who are.
It's 100. There's a joke. I want to say it's John Mulaney. He has a joke in one of his specials where he goes, there's no better feeling than when something gets canceled. It's like dopamine shot to your brain. You're like, yes. Yeah, and it's not your fault. And it's not your fault.
It's an act of God. It's literally called an act of God. It's an act of God. So I was
like, you see the shit about Larry David with Obama's party?
Oh, yeah, that he was supposedly thrilled.
Yeah, they said, we have to uninvite you. And he's like, thank you. Thank you.
By the way, how did that story get out, though? Who talked? Someone talked to him?
I forgot. What did it have? Did it have something to do with? Why did he get uninvited?
Because they cut down on numbers.
Oh, I thought because there was something also. He had a fight with
Alan Dershowitz.
Alan Dershowitz. Yeah.
Not Alan Ginsberg, but Alan Dershowitz.
Alan Ginsberg.
A writer who I don't think is still
and
with
Alan
us.
Dershowitz.
Alan Dershowitz is a piece of shit lawyer turned right wing defender.
Okay, so, yeah, so he had a fight with him.
Yeah, that was hilarious. The fight, if you haven't read about the Larry David fight with Alan Dershowitz at the grocery store in Martha's Vineyard, it is it's the most LD shit of all time.
Well, LD.
Saif, hold on. While we're at it, let's just never forget.
What is this? Framed on your desk. Autographed?
No. Oh. Just me and LD.
That's nice.
Just the polar opposite of your picture with Larry David.
100%.
Sipes is a blurred picture that looks like it was shot on a Nokia 6160.
Oh, it probably was shot on a BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah,
that's
it was.
How long ago it was.
It was a BlackBerry.
Shot on a BlackBerry.
And my picture, it looks like quality-wise, like Larry and I had a photo shoot together. I got different angles. I have different looks. It's my
Jews in media in GQ.
It's ridiculous. It's the best thing ever. I might just post it every 3 months, so I wanted to like flip shit around and then stay in Vegas for the night. But it became clear that if I tried to stay in Vegas for the night, the storm might then make it so I couldn't get back for Summer Jam at all. And I didn't want to be an asshole, so I make it back for Summer Jam. I fly my coach seat back. Get for the second night in a row. Get that shitty mix of a few hours on the plane sleep, a few nasty hours in bed sleep, go to Summer Jam, get there, there's fuckery because I was considered a festival artist and now my tickets were gone. Shit that you would expect. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I get in. I gotta say, Summer Jam, given the fact that the universe did everything humanly possible to cancel it.
Yeah.
COVID, the baby controversy, and now a hurricane. All yeah. those things. And Saif, we all know it rains at Summer Jam.
Yeah.
I don't remember a time when it rained for 6 hours straight. It poured. Yeah, never stopped. Ebro said it stopped after I left, like after midnight. It ended at 1. He said the last hour the rain had stopped. I was there from 6:30 to 11:30.
And it was packed.
It was. No. It looked to me. You know what the standard is. How does it look? It looked great. It looked great. Was it packed? No, I saw the numbers. It was like 30,000 sold, 35,000. But
yeah,
given
but what,
that, it's a win.
COVID was in the building.
Oh, it was in there.
COVID was in
the building. And so was Fat Joe and Remy Ma. By the way, I saw Papoose. Pretty sure he hates me.
Why?
Pap gave me a terrible cold shoulder.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I called him a couple times fairly recently and I got nothing.
Yo, I don't know. He can get angry and annoyed at me. I think Pap doesn't think
so many times.
Pap doesn't think that I think he's dope, even though I do think Pap is dope. Sometimes I think artists don't understand. And I get it now because I put out a project and they, especially underrated cats like Pap, who are a little unheralded, I understand it, but they don't even realize sometimes the cats who support them. Because for cats like that where rapping is their life, I think when they hear me or you or whoever praise other greats that we consider on like the highest level, every one of that is a slight. It's like, why not me?
Yeah.
I think and you remember me and him had that whole Kendrick thing at Summer Jam many years ago where he came out at the end of Kendrick's set.
Yeah.
And then me and him had a thing on the air and it turned out to be funny and cool. But like, so now Remy is literally one of my favorite human beings. Like, I love seeing Remy. She's just fucking great. And I saw Remy and I was like so psyched to see her. And I'm like, Pap. And after Remy and I had like our nice little exchange, Pap, we give me like a, I was like, oh, okay. I reached out to him today. My new attitude is, instead of being annoyed or upset, I just reached out. I was like, bro, let's do an interview. What's going on? Like, I don't know what it might be, but...
Did you respond?
No, not yet. But you can only do what you can do. I fuck with Pap. And he's putting out a project a month. We should do an interview. He should come on here. We've never had Pap on one app.
Bro, let's do that. We need that. Let's talk about all this.
Let's talk about all of it. I would love to have Pap up here. So, show's
bro,
great.
My shit is, I used to always say I was going to go visit Remy in jail, and I never went.
And so what makes you feel guilty?
Yeah. But I think that kind of tore the relationship between me and them too.
Oh, Remy doesn't like you?
Not like she, me and Remy were tight.
But didn't Remy and Joe do one ep a few years ago?
Yeah, but it wasn't, she's going to work on the interview she has to do for work. But me and Rem were tight.
Well, maybe it would help if you feel bad about it. You think that's the thing? Maybe, yeah, you could apologize.
Well, I put out the that little video on where she was yelling at me in front of my truck.
Mm-hmm.
The little funny video from back in the day. Yeah. And I tagged her, and I was like, maybe she'll see this comment, and it'll be a good spark. But nah. And then I hit Pap a couple times.
Did you see her? Well, maybe you ran into her the other day at Fat Joe's birthday party.
Bro, first of all, what the fuck happened this week where hip hop exploded?
In what way? Keep going.
Bro, apparently there was a big KRS-One concert everybody was talking about in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah, that was we talked about it.
Yeah, right, but seeing it is different than it looked amazing. Then there was like the Biggie tribute in Prospect Park.
Bro, I had no clue that event was happening.
Lox, Kim, C's, Mr. C, right?
I think that was a Bud thing. I think it was a Bud Light. It was a Budweiser thing.
Whatever. Something like that, yeah.
But I don't...
But whatever. But then there was also... there was Fat Joe's birthday party, which looked incredible.
Yeah, no, I didn't. My invite got lost.
And then there was something else. Oh, Summer Jam. Summer Jam. And, this is going
out. I would have performed this at Fat Joe's birthday if he asked me to.
Was something else.
Yo, but I why didn't we get invited, man?
Bro, I don't want to make this a one-up pity party, but why not make it a normal one-up episode?
I mean, listen, we barely ever... That's what we do every week.
Bro, we are not on any... We're not on anyone's list. We're not on the list.
No list.
Bro, Drewski...
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I talked to Drewski yesterday. It was his birthday.
Drewski... was my son.
Yeah, your child. You gave birth to him.
Carried crates, carried shit, helped like a nobody, nothing intern. I saw the stardom in that kid early on.
Mm-hmm.
And did everything I could to promote his fucking, put him on his path.
Yep.
And guess what? He's right on it.
He did a great job.
He put out an album. Mm-hmm. Called Seat at the Table.
I remember.
Shouted out all the DJs who had albums before him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not on it.
Well, what do you mean? Shouted them out where?
The album cover. The album cover is plaques, and it's all DJs. DJ Khaled, Doo-Wop, DJ Screw, whatever DJs put out albums.
Mm.
And now he's saying he's... DJ Drewski, he's got a seat at the table. And I after the album came out, I was like, have you ever heard of Sound Bombing 3?
I have.
How am I not on that?
What did he say?
Oh, you inspiration for the next one. A very Drewski answer.
By the way.
A very I'm hot on fire answer. Yo. But I'm saying though, like, what? Why?
Did Sound Bombing 3 have this?
Coming. I don't remember ripping that shit.
What did it have this?
Are you FaceTime Bombing 3?
Song is dedicated.
I'm asking you. It's on.
I don't remember.
It's on the best of sound bombing.
I don't remember what songs were on there. I know.
Do you know this song?
Al Monch and Styles P. My Life.
Yeah.
Who did those scratches?
You know who it was.
Woo! You bring it back again.
Who it was.
Holding it down for my man Cypher Sound.
I'm about to fix this crack.
Mr. Chalk, Ace West, Collabo, Sound Bombing, Volume 3. Get your neck right. You heard it.
I might have lied about those scratches.
My life. Barramach. Ayatollah.
Howie McDuffie.
Howie McDuffie. Holiday Snaps.
Yo, I mentioned my brother Howie McDuffie recently. And I was like, oh, Siphon, I just talked about him. I've never met him. My brother's like, you never met Howie McDuffie? I was like, all right, enough. I'm tired of being abused by this. Okay? All right. So we just went.
Anyway, a lot of hip-hop this week.
So there were some really cool things yesterday. Okay? The DMX tribute that Swizz did.
Yeah.
Swizz brought out the Isley Brothers.
Really?
Which was so random, but so dope.
Yeah.
Isley Brothers, Busta, M.O.P., Remy, Fat Joe.
Doing
Lox,
what, though?
Kim.
Doing their own songs?
Just doing their songs. It was just
on some DMX tributes.
And then he would play DMX songs, and then the artist would come out. They do a couple songs. He'd play a DMX song. It was just like a
New York, real hip-hop, late 90s type of vibe.
Exactly. And he did a great job. And by the way, Lil Fame looks so good, man. I know I said this to him last time. He called into the last one app, and I told him that he's in such great shape. Great seeing Dan's and Fame, all those guys. Anyways, a lot of cool stuff happened on the show. I actually thought it ended up being a great set. But my favorite part of the night was I went up to the suite on the 300 level to meet the owner of our company for the first time. Because we now are owned by a different company.
Right.
First question I have for you, Saif.
Do you think he knows me at all?
No.
Have I been 1984 from the Hot 97 history books?
I don't know how. I don't know. He's into hip hop and he's from Queens, so like he could be aware of you. But he's a very successful businessman. I don't know how. You know. Anyways, here's the point. Did you know there was a suite that executives had up high where they watch Summer Jam in like a real suite with no clients, just like the people who run the show with like good food and alcohol?
I would assume that.
But you never were invited. Because I never was.
No, I went to the other suite where like the sales department had
no.
Like a suite.
We went to the client party.
Yeah.
That's what I've been to every year.
Yeah.
I went in yesterday to meet the boss. And my
Did they summon you?
Yeah, my program director PO was like, took me and Laura and was like, well, I want you to meet the boss.
Okay.
So I said, cool, I want to. And I will tell you, I've been in more communication with the new brass than I've ever been in communication with the brass in the past.
Interesting.
Which makes sense. I guess it makes sense because when the brass of the past met me, I was nobody. And now when this people came along, I'm sort of an established stalwart of the station. So it makes some sense, but whatever. I did have a moment. What?
Are they looking for anybody?
Anyways, you broke up there. I didn't hear what you said.
Are they looking for talent?
You keep breaking up.
Okay, go ahead.
I love talent. He's one of my favorite comedians. So I get up there, and I meet the boss. Cool dude. You very much can tell quickly why he is the dude that he is. Like, he's got ideas. He wants to talk about them, blah, blah. But the best thing was that he invited his mans. Okay? And his mans was a regular dude who was just drinking in the suite.
These are white people?
No. Nobody involved is white.
Okay.
The owner of our company is Asian, and his friend was black.
Okay? What kind of Asian?
I believe he is Korean-American.
Okay.
So I, his guy is there, and he starts talking to me right away. Yo, Rosenberg, blah, 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 hip-hop stuff. And I'm like, this is an interesting dude. It's his mans. So when I talk to him, I'm like, yo, man, I'm like, yo, you're from Queens, right? To the boss. Because Sife, like you would do when you're meeting someone who's now important in your career, I've done a little bit of research.
Finding some kind of connection.
Of course. Oh, you're from Queens? Oh, you went to Stuyvesant. Oh, okay. My girl's from Queens. I'm, you know, regular shit. This guy goes, the second I say that, his guy's now like 5 feet away and he's having a drink. He's like, yo, Rosenberg, you a schmoozer. You a schmoozer. I was like,
I want to be friends with that guy.
I was like,
hook me up with that guy.
I was like, okay. And I started talking, blah, blah, blah. And then at one point, this is my favorite. This is the when I thought of you within 10 seconds. I'm asking the guy his thoughts on radio. I don't know who brought it up, but he has a lot of thoughts on radio. Listen, it's rare these days that like rich businessmen jump into the radio business. Like that's
100%.
So yeah. he has a lot of, and he's aware of that, and he has a lot of thoughts on it. So I start talking to him about it, and this dude again goes, "Yo, Rosenberg, you pressing him, man? Yo, you pressing him?" I was like, I'm trying to talk to the CEO of the company. Your man is killing me.
I love this guy. I love this guy.
No, but by the way, this dude knew a lot of hip hop. So on the side, as I'm talking to the boss, he'll occasionally just pull me. He'll just kind of start talking to me at the same time. And be like, and on some hip hop shit. And at one point he's like, yo, man, company flow. I was like, yeah, company flow. He starts saying the name of a record. And he's like, yo, you know so-and-so on that record? He went to high school with us too. And just starts name-dropping people from Company Flow Records. Anyways, he was a cool dude. Everyone was very cool. It turned out to be great. I made it out after that. I didn't go to sleep till 1:30. I'm still basically fucking out of my mind from this weekend. But I just thought that was incredibly entertaining. This dude had his own personal Ed McMahon with him, except he was just a regular dude from the block who was like yelling out, "You pressing him."
You pressing him is hilarious.
What a bar. What a bar.
That's a bar.
Yo, is pressing, that's New York talk, isn't it?
As far as I know, yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't say that now. Someone wouldn't say pressing him in LA, would they?
No, I don't think so. I think that's a New York thing.
I think it's New York, too.
Yeah.
How was your travel week?
Is it a basketball thing?
Well, there's full court press in basketball.
I wonder if it's like a pressure. I loved etymology of slang. I love trying to figure out where slang comes from.
That's a fun game. We should do that one day for a whole episode.
There's some really dope, like, just a quick example, like llama is my favorite. Llama.
Let the llama spit?
I couldn't get it. They're like, yo, I got the llama on me. I said, I asked Daytona, our good friend Daytona.
Love Daytona.
I said, I can't get the llama one. And he goes, nah, because your gun spits like a llama. I was like, this is the most far-fetched slang I've ever heard in my life.
The llama spits is so crazy.
Yo, that's so random.
Hold on, right now, if you're on Discord or you want to email us or tweet us your favorite random New York or hip-hop slang, please. It's my favorite. Like, because it's so funny, you can't remember them. They just...
Yeah, they go because they come and go, you know what I mean?
It's actually one of my favorite things.
Like, I'm always trying to figure out guap. I don't know a guap.
Guap. We've talked about this many times.
I know, but I don't think it's... I need to really know where it comes from.
You think it was guac, which is guacamole, and just turned to guap.
I thought you thought that.
I don't know. Maybe I did think that.
Whatever.
But I think that has to, guac is guap.
All right, etymology. We'll do that one day. Yeah, so Fat Joe party.
I had a great time.
See, the thing is, we spoke to Fat Joe recently.
You did.
Yeah. About us. About you getting cut out of the picture and all that stuff. Like,
yo, I texted him on his birthday. I sent him a text. I like everyone's doing their obligatory post. I understand. I'm not mad at it, but I was like, let me just text the guy instead of a post to. I couldn't find a picture. I was like, let me just text the guy. I wrote, "Happy birthday, my brother. Appreciate your friendship and place in hip hop history."
Oh, I got the other thing. I forgot. There was some kind of Big Daddy Kane Biz Markie tribute.
There was.
I saw that on Instagram. There was some kind of. There was a DJ Scratch. DJ Scratch got something like equivalent to like the key of the city for Brooklyn. And he had a big party in a park in Brooklyn. There was a lot of shit going on recently.
I said happy
birthday. I guess it's the roaring 20s effect. Like it's after COVID, though COVID's not over. In the building.
It's in the building.
It's in the building.
Happy birthday, my brother. Appreciate your friendship and your place in hip hop history. Heart, I sent.
Mm-hmm. Response?
Fat Joe's response was, real hip-hop, that's what we represent.
Facts.
And that's our relationship, right? Like, he likes me. The reason Fat Joe is always taken to me is on some hip-hop shit. Like, you're the guy. Yeah. I know you're the guy.
Yeah.
You love that. He loves hip-hop. The real shit. The only person I would expect to invite us to stuff would be Nori. Although, would he remember to invite us?
I did get an invitation to Nori's wedding anniversary, which I am going to go to.
Oh, weren't we? I think.
But me and Nori talk all the time. And Nori are friends.
When's his wedding anniversary?
I want to say first week of September, something
Where?
Like that. In Miami. But me and Nori talk, like, Nori hits me sometimes. He'll just write to me in the morning. And just be like, good luck today.
No, he does that. He does that to people he loves. Yes.
Yeah, but now he always comments on the little comedy shits I put up on Instagram. He's like, yo, you getting funnier. This is great. Keep doing it, like shit like that. And then, the thing with Nori is, like his wife.
Oh my God.
Is friends with Drewski's ex, like from the same neighborhood, so like. Even on a personal level. Oh, and Jamal and Nori are very good friends. My part of Jamal. So Nori's different.
Is he?
Mind you, I was surprised to get this invite.
When do you get?
I also got an invite for the 40-40 18th anniversary celebration this weekend.
That's this weekend?
That came in the mail in a box, like a beautiful invitation. But it's because I'm on the Roc Nation roster. You know what I'm saying? Like, technically, I'm still on Roc Nation. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
I like the 40-40. But I don't know, because COVID will be in the building. Victor? Why do I hear myself?
That's how you sound, just so you know.
Nori? Well, that was weird. No, I think Nori hates me now, too. Saif, guess what?
What's that?
Nori doesn't even follow me on Instagram. This is awful. I'm leaving the game.
Bro, we're missing something, man.
We're not connecting.
We're not connected.
You want to have J. Rue on one app?
Of course.
Why
are we playing games?
Yeah, I hit him up and I said, you want to do this? Let's see. He said, I'm down.
Did you watch that Mark Ronson shit?
Not yet.
Woo! Woo! Fire.
That. How many episodes is it?
Maybe six, eight, maybe the most. I think six. I watched the one on sampling and the one on drum machines. They're short though. They're only 37 minutes, but they're good. It's really good. The Drum Machine one is really good.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Apple TV Plus, whatever that shit.
Yeah, it's on Apple. Got it. Okay.
And then I also watched. Did you watch the T-Pain This Is Pop on Netflix?
I saw some of that. Yes.
Bro, that shit hurt, man. I never knew he was getting that much hate. I love T-Pain.
I know.
I love T-Pain, bro. He's always been one of my favorites. He's always been a good dude. Good dude to me and personally, and just a good dude in general. I didn't know he was getting that much hate, like where it was piling up on him like that.
I know.
Shit must have been really painful.
Really? Is that what you just did?
But that shit, there's a lot of good hip hop shit out right now, man. Nas out. We didn't talk about Nas' album.
Yeah.
Nas' album is cracking.
I've only gone through one time, I think.
Bro, Nas' album is crack, except for that brunch song. Man, if you should have left something, I was like, my favorite day is Sunday. I love brunch.
Wait, hold on. Here's Nori. NOR?
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, it's Peter Rosenberg and Cypher Sound.
Oh, what's going on?
Juanette, baby.
This is your grandfather's. What's up?
Yeah, no problem. I don't mind that.
You got to answer when grandpa calls.
Yeah, of course. No problem. How you brothers doing?
We were just talking about you, Nori.
Why aren't we in the mix? Why do people not fuck with us? Why are we not connected? Why don't we get an invite to Fat Joe's birthday? What's our problem?
Damn, for real? Like, this is just real?
Yeah, we want to know. We want you to help us.
You know what? Like, I'm about to tell you the truth. You guys suffer from the same kind of disease that EFN suffers from. And you know, to tell you the truth, and this is no disrespect towards him, it's just like recently, Capone, Nas was in Queensbridge. All Capone had to do was just go out there, have a drink. He looks like he's involved, right? Mm-hmm. Then recently, the other day, Dave Chappelle came out here for 3 days in a row, and he offended in the 10th. You know what I'm saying? Jerobi, who is our friend, M1 is our friend. All of these guys, I think EFN developed a mechanism where he felt like the industry didn't fuck with him, so he just didn't fuck with them back. But that's not true, especially with you guys. It's not true. I just feel like, for lack of a better term, it's like you guys don't be outside. And when you are outside, you're not outside together. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I think. I think that one of the Juan F's biggest flaws.
Go ahead.
This is back in the day. It's not now. But I remember I used to be able to go to Hot 97 and not curse. And then we would go, and y'all would tell me to go do Juan F in another room, but we were still at Hot 97, and you would say you could curse. But I felt like I was in the principal's office, and it was a setup. You know what I'm saying? Because we're still in Hot 97. And it's like, so that's what I think. But I think mainly that's what it really is about. It's like, because what it looks like from the outside in is this is a job that you guys have taken, you know, just on the side. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, yo, look, you guys are the fucking godfathers. Not even the godfathers, excuse me. You guys are the fathers.
The podfathers, yeah.
You're the podfathers, and you guys deserve your props. That's why I'm shit. Like, I had you, Cypher Sounds. I had you, Rosenberg, separate, but when we get a chance, I want to bring y'all together, you know what I'm saying? And like really do a full-fledged interview of just about the Juan F, and really, really like no holds barred, you know what I'm saying? Like even I think one of the best interviews I did with you, Cypher, was when you took this tiger.
With the tiger bone?
Yeah, he did take the tiger bone. He didn't drink, but he did take the tiger bone.
He did three shots.
But it was so different because, like, you know, right now what I'm trying to do is I don't drink on anybody else's show. So if you want to drink, you want to see me drink, you will only see me on Drink Tank.
But to
me, yeah, on my show. But to me, y'all chemistry is so, so good, but we only get to see the chemistry when y'all work it. I think the fact that you guys is going to a couple of parties, like a Fat Joe party, like you know what I'm saying? But arriving together, You know what I'm saying? And enjoying each other's company. Pause. No, not in a bad way. But you know what I'm trying to say. Like, enjoying each other's company. That's what, you know, listen, the one thing for sure, two things for certain, that is helping EFN right now is I put him on Love and Hip Hop. No, he's not having a relationship on Love and Hip Hop. He's not having his girl. He's not having his kids. But the thing is, people are getting to see another side of him. Like, yeah. honestly, I hung out with EFN one day. I kid you not. This was like before the pandemic, a year ago. And people would come right up to me, Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg, and go, yo, I love Drink Champ. And just walk by EFN.
Yo, that's the fucking worst.
Yo, listen, not only that, it reminded me because I was with Capone one day, and it reminded me of times where people were just coming up to me and saying, I love the War Report. And they would just walk away from Capone. And I said, damn, both of my partners, they suffer from the same exact thing. They not doing enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, just think about it. If EFN was a little more star, just a little more star, like people literally say the Nori Show. And it's not called the Nori Show. This is not the Joe Budden podcast. This is the Drink Champ Show.
Even have your name in the show. It's completely equal billing.
Word. So I'm great that I have a partner that's not, you know, a hater. He's not a hater at all. You know what I mean?
Nori,
Him or Capone ain't hated. I love them both, but go ahead.
I just want to know more. You know, I appreciate everything you just said, but two things.
Right.
Number one,
right.
I just looked on Instagram and saw you don't follow me, and it really was heartbreaking.
Oh, really?
It was heartbreaking.
Oh, yo, listen.
Nori, it was heartbreaking.
Oh, I don't. My bad. I don't worry about that. I don't think
the milk's out of the udder.
Serious.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. All right,
I can get through that. And then number one, and then number two. If you have a really legendary birthday party, will you commit to inviting us right now? I want you to commit
right
in advance.
Right now, listen. September 4th is my anniversary. In Miami, I'm inviting everybody.
Not me. Wife. You invited Cypher Sounds. You didn't invite me.
Yeah, well, you're gonna get the invite right now. That's what I did. I apologize. It was a mistake. So listen, just so you know, it's the whole weekend. So Saturday is my anniversary. 10 years being together. Then Friday we're gonna just bullshit and chill, and then that Monday the 6th, that's my actual birthday. I think it's the Sunday. So you know, just doing shit like that, just hanging out, man. It makes a world of a difference.
Being outside is the biggest
and
thing.
And outside together. Because you outside by yourself is blowing up you. Him outside by himself is blowing up him and what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? But then y'all together, it brings more value to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it means a lot more because it's like, damn, these brothers are really hanging out. Even though, listen, let me just tell you something. Me and EFN don't hang out at all since we started this shit. Like, and we were great, great friends, but every now and then when people do see us together, it makes the world of a difference. Now, should me and him be doing a lot more? Hell yeah, it's my same advice to us. My advice I'm giving to y'all is my same advice to us. Well, because I'm just out so much. Like I'm just out. I'm going from Turks and Caicos to New York to Nick Cannon's movie set. Nick Cannon's movie set to, you know, Drink Champ's movie set to Love and Hip Hop. So you know what I mean? So it makes
there's a Drink Champ's movie?
No. Nick Love Cannon.
I think you said you're going from Nick Cannon's movie set to the Drink Champ's movie set.
He meant yeah, Love
no,
and
no,
Hip Hop.
No.
That was just the Noriism.
No. Actually, let me say what I said. We did do Nick Cannon's movie, and then after that, we went to Drink Champ's set. Yeah, after that.
Okay, okay, okay.
Now, real quick,
Nori, are you going to be, what's your role on Love and Hip Hop? Are you going to be getting messy in here, or are you just playing Nori, the interview guy?
I'm the guy that's getting the biggest check. And I'm minding my most business. That's all. I knew I was hot. I knew I could do this at Marist Boot Camp the same year. And I knew I wouldn't give up too much information. I knew I'm a fun guy. I know I'm a funny guy. And so no drama. My wife had got a little problem, but not nothing crazy. But yeah, no drama for me. I mean, it was just like some girl shit.
Congrats on all your moves, Nori. You know we love you to death.
Well, and by the way, and the greatest run in the history of Drink Champs, I believe. I think they're on the greatest run of all time.
We're on a run. Yeah.
You're on fire.
Yeah.
But what, when you say you go outside, like, how do you know these things are happening? How do you know this Nick Cannon thing is happening?
Well, I really am a, if people really know how much I'm on social media without really being on social media, like, just, I watch everything. I watch.
Except for my Instagram, apparently. But keep going.
No, no, my bad. I didn't know. I really didn't realize. I really didn't realize that. I kid you not.
It's
you know, yeah, but I really do. I really stay abreast of everything. I stay in contact with everybody. That's another thing, like, that I know for you personally, that you have pride.
I suffer, that's not pride. I'm very forgetful. I do suffer from communicating with people. You're right.
Like, listen, bro. Like, there's people who owe their life to you, to both of you guys. You know what I'm saying? But there's people who owe your life to you from playing those tunnel records, like, from
absolutely,
you know what I'm saying, holding people down. And the thing about it is, it makes you, like, me personally, if I were you, and I know this is impossible, I would be everywhere stalking Rihanna. And I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if she tells me no. Like, that's the one thing about me. I don't give a fuck. Like, I ask Jay-Z every week, and he tells me no. And I don't mind. I don't mind. Just because all I need is that one week he says yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about stalking Drake. I don't care about staying on Nas and making sure that, yo, when you want to talk to media, let me say something. Like, I don't have pride when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep.
And one thing for sure.
That's deep.
Yeah, like for real. I'm so confident in who I am that I don't care if I look like a sucker. I don't even care if I look like a stalker. I don't care if I look like – I don't care because I'm confident. I know who I am. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to start that now. That's how you've always been, and that's how they always know you, how they've always known you.
But not for podcasting. That was something I developed with podcasting.
It doesn't matter. That it's a podcast for you now. I remember when you used to do that with albums. You used to do that with your artists. You've always been that way.
But look at Pharrell. Pharrell made me wait 6 years. He ignored me every single time. Every single time. And I could have gave up. I could have gave up and been like, yo. But then you know what happened? That one time. I hit him and he goes, I'm ready to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's where, like to tell you the truth, y'all are even a closer, you know, to getting Jay-Z than I am, probably. You know what I'm saying? Because you got more. To tell you the truth, although I got.
All right, yo, thank you, NOR. We love you, bro. My audio on him just cut out because my system here is fucked. But I'm gonna text him real quick. Thank you, Nori. Hey, that was. I gotta tell you something. I think we got some sage advice from Nori.
Love it.
Oh, look! I just got the invitation.
You got it.
Hold on 1 second, Saif.
Okay.
Do you think that if we go to this wedding renewal, we get there, it's going to be a big love and hip hop thing?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, it probably is.
This invitation. Hold on. I got to read this invitation without the details.
Did you read it? I don't know.
No. I'm not going to say anything. All I'm going to say is that it says names, it says pictures of them, very beautiful. And then it says, entertainment such as live DJ, host, or divorce. Whore's divorce.
Yeah, you're right.
Cocktails will be provided.
We just got love and hip hop.
Well, I just love, but Saif, here's my question. Why on the invitation does it say entertainment such as?
Right.
No, I don't even mean that's a love and hip hop thing. I'm just trying to physically understand what it means. It says entertainment such as. Yo, I love NOR. Oh, shit. By the way, and I wanted to cut him off when he said, you're more likely to get Jay-Z. I wanted to say, yeah, much more likely because we already did.
Yeah. Not much more likely, much more luckily.
Oh, luckily for sure.
Luckily.
Much more luckily for sure.
Yo, people love my Jay-Z curve Cypher Sounds moments.
Oh.
And people love those things, man. And then people get upset. Did you see the one I put up recently?
Yeah, of you just standing next to them.
But right before that moment is one of the greatest Jay-Z moments I've ever had in my life, where he's praising me and giving me the crazy big up and the hug. But then Khaled was putting something up, and it was he just put up the part right after that. So it looks like I'm just like a herb in the background. And me, the comedian, is like, yeah, dig into this funny thing that Jay-Z always curves me. But then I had to go and find the actual video just to make sure I wasn't like bugging, like, oh yeah, no, he was. Yeah, he was.
Do we ever talk about on One App that my producer, Andrew Gundling at ESPN, a man who's so white in terms of his look that I say he looks like a male Lego?
A what?
Lego. You know what the people look the like boys? In Legos?
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen what the people look like where their hair is just matted on the head? He looks like a white man Lego. Okay.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you the story that he went on vacation? I had to have told you this. That he went on vacation with his wife and his wife's family, and they went to a resort in Dominican Republic, and they went on a boat for the day, and when they went out on the boat, it was him, his wife, his wife's family, and Jay-Z and Beyonce and their family?
No.
He didn't tell me this for like 3 years of knowing him.
Why?
Bro, it's...
Why would they be on that? Why would they have their own boat?
It sounds like a fever dream. It doesn't...
That sounds crazy.
I wonder if he'll answer. And this would be a great way to end the podcast. Hold on.
That sounds crazy.
Let's see if he'll answer. Hold on. No, it's real. By the way, you'll hear when you talk to him, this isn't a dude who's making up a story for clout. Like, he's just not. In fact, he might not know what clout means. He hosts a soccer podcast. He has two kids. He's a radio producer.
Oh, I know this guy that has a soccer podcast. We should introduce him.
What's his name?
Alexis Guerreros.
We should introduce him. They should be soccer
really,
friends.
Really popular.
By the way, you've met Andrew before and you've come to the station, for sure. Damn it. So they go on the day outing with Jay-Z and Beyonce. They played beach volleyball. I'm like, well, whose team were you on? He's like, oh, well, we rotated. I was on everyone's team. I was on a team with Jay-Z. I was on a team with Beyonce. We all played. My in-laws were there.
Did the in-laws freak out or not really?
Probably none of them really freaked out. I mean, Andrew was probably like, oh my God, this is Jay-Z. That's crazy. But he's not some huge hip-hop fan.
Right.
And that night, there was a New Year's Eve party at the resort. And you know, it's a resort, so everyone goes to the same party. The entire resort is at the same party. And Jay-Z and Beyonce have their own section.
They have their own island. Why are they at some resort?
Well, listen, it was probably 10
Ghana.
It was probably 10 years ago. It was probably the difference of them having a few hundred million and not a billion.
Right.
So like maybe they still did things that were like pseudo regular. Like it was probably an expensive resort.
Right.
You know. And they probably got the nicest suite at the entire resort.
Yeah, the bungalow with
they
the,
had
with
the best chef,
with the chef and the butler. Yeah.
They probably had the best shit. And they, this is my favorite part for some reason. They go to the club for the New Year's party and they have their own roped off section. And Jay-Z sees Andrew and his family and like waves them over and gives them all hugs and like says hi to everyone at the party like they were buddies.
That's normal Hove.
I know, but it's...
That's normal Hove. That part is not even... The boat part to me is crazy.
The fact that I knew this guy for a few years before he told me this story, and he said it to us on the air, and me
it's
and...
Like that's, it's not even a big deal to him. Like, it's not like a crazy...
Not big enough. Yeah. Like, he knows it's a random story, but when he told me, Michael, and Don, the three of us were like, are you lying? Are you out of your mind? You spent the whole day together?
100% Jay-Z would remember that. 100%.
Oh, well, how would he not? If I was like, yo, do you remember that you took a trip to... Did you take a trip with B to DR at some point like 10 years ago over New Year's?
Yeah, and you played... And there was a white family.
And you hung out with some random white family?
100% would remember that. They made friends as regular people. yeah, there's some celebs, but it's like if I bumped into like, I don't even know, like, who would be the equivalent, like, if we bumped into somebody, like, on a vacation.
There could be, these days, there are current movie stars who mean nothing to me. Like, I bet Jay-Z means more to him than this example, but, like, I don't know what Chris Evans looks like.
Right. Or, like, who's the guy Larry David got into a fight with?
Alan Dershowitz?
That guy.
But he, like, sucks, but yes.
But I'm saying, though, like, if we were on a cruise, on, like, a resort boat trip for the day, and he's like, oh, I'm Alan Dershowitz, I'd be like, I know the name, but I'm not quite sure.
But the thing is, but this is a weird example, because for Andrew, it's definitely a level above. Like, he knows 10 Jay-Z songs, right? Like, he's not.
Right, okay.
So you got to, like, go one more notch of, like, oh, how about this? If you, now, it's not an apples-to-apples example because Jay-Z's bigger, but if you ended up in that situation with Dave Grohl from Foo Fighters.
Nah, I fuck with Dave Grohl.
So you would be pretty excited. You'd be like, oh, shit, it's Dave Grohl.
But, yeah, I know what you're saying.
But you wouldn't freak out.
I wouldn't freak out, and I would go, hey, can I nerd out for 5 minutes with you about this and that?
And you wouldn't then tell everyone you know that you once partied with Dave Grohl. You wouldn't tell everyone.
I mean, we podcast, though. Yeah, we would.
Well,
we would.
We tell. Well, no, we're.
No, Dave Grohl is not a good example because I would. I would. I fuck.
All right. How
Dave
about
Grohl.
Tim Meadows from SNL?
Weezer.
Oh, Weezer. Weezer could come out and clean my apartment right now. I wouldn't know who it was.
Yeah, let's say I was on a boat with the guy from Weezer and his family. Yeah, I wouldn't automatically tell it.
No. Or what's the face? You know who's really big? The main dude from Nine Inch Nails.
Trent Reznor. I wouldn't even know what he looked like.
I'm looking him up right now. Would I recognize Trent Reznor?
You would not, because he wears like crazy makeup and costumes and
shit. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't recognize him. This is the funny part about celebrity. It's also incredibly relative. Hey, Sife. I'm a big fan of yours.
Wait. We
missed
something.
We got to go. It's too late. Billy June's got to get this episode up in 5 minutes.
You was talking about Norian and we didn't record it. Oh, he's right. He's right about us going outside, man. We might have to go outside.
Can we wait a little while though? Let's keep building.
We gotta go outside.
Let's get the Patreon up to 1,000. We're over 400. We're over 400. Let's get a Patreon over 1,000.
Listen,
and we start going outside.
Listen, you not inviting me to your album
that was bad.
Dinner. It's the same thing.
It is. It's not even
because
thinking.
We don't hang out. It's the same thing. We're complaining about Fat Joe, and we don't invite each other. We don't invite each other. Yo, and I was thinking, bro, I was thinking, instead of, and I'm saying this now, and then we're going to leave. We're going to talk about some things on the Patreon episode, so you definitely want to go check that out. We're going to get into Summer Jam and the baby and a whole bunch of stuff. But instead of trying to do huge live WANEP events that will not end up being as huge as we wish it was, we need to start doing small WANEP events. We need to WANEP dinners. WANEP dinners. 10 WANEP fans.
But Sife, that could be awkward.
So what? Let it be. It'll be awkward for the first 20 minutes, and then it's like, bro, let's just have a dinner.
I don't know if I want to have WANEP dinner.
I'm gonna have WANEP dinner.
I don't know. How about this? Can we meet in the middle and do like a hole in the wall WANEP DJ / hangout gig, but it's small as shit, and it's not like we're trying to pack a dance floor. It's like people are just chilling at a bar and music's playing.
I love a WANEP bar.
Yeah, like a WANEP bar, a WANEP dive, WANEP bar. A WANEP dive bar.
Dive bar.
Now we're talking. No dance. You don't have to dance. You don't have to do shit. It's just we can play fucking. You can walk in and, you know, Beef by Mos Def could be playing.
We could take over the Fat Black Pussycat at the Comedy Cellar on an off night and do WANEP dive bar. WANEP dive bar. Oh, that would be.
We don't have to have turntables. We can just be playing shit off a computer, plugged in, just playing tunes. And
I'll put a little controller. We'll have a controller.
Oh, the controller. There you go.
Have a little controller. The little one.
All right, look, we're making progress. I think we're making real progress here. All right, I got to go.
I got to go, too. What are we doing?
All right. Sorry, Billy June. Good luck with all this. We appreciate all you guys. We'll catch you very soon. Actually, we'll be recording again in a few days. So sign up for Patreon. Go see Syph at shows. Go stream the Real Late album. And I love you.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.